Today on the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we're pleased to be joined on the line right now by Mickey Emery. He is the Justice Minister for the Province of Alberta. Yes, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right, the main thing we want to talk about here today is the court challenge that the province has put forward in the federal courts around the Carbotec, specifically this exemption that the federal government did for home heating for the Atlantic provinces, and I believe for Quebec as well. What gets kind of sort of explain what kind of sort of is the kind of province's overall position is on this?
Yeah, well, the big news, of course, is that Alberta has filed its judicial review application earlier this week, challenging the federal government's decision to grant carbon tax exemptions to Canadians who use home heating oil, while ignoring the vast majority of Western Canadians who primarily use natural gas and other heating sources. The real problem here, Kyle, is that we've got a federal government that is enacting policy to exempt certain Canadians who use a certain type of home heating fuel at the expense of others who do not. And we think that that's got its a number of different problems because it doesn't really meet the intentions of the act. It doesn't meet the direction provided by the Supreme Court in upholding the original carbon tax litigation matter, and it is inherently unfair to Canadians from coast to coast.
So basically, this what this kind of boils down to is basically you're trying to make it so that you should prove that okay, everybody's got to play on the same sort of rules, if you will, and not have these kind of different exemptions there.
Well, that's effectively what we're talking about here. We're all Canadians. We all live in a united federation. We all are, you know, governed by the same constitution, the same charter, and we'd like to think that we're all part of this union that we hold so dearly. With the federal government policies on home heating oil exemptions, they've created disproportionate advantages that have largely favored those in Eastern Canada, again, at the expense of Western Canadians. Now, we're not taking issue with the exemption. We've long advocated for a complete repeal of the carbon tax altogether. But in light of the fact that the federal government insists on moving forward with its carbon tax, we would like for them to apply the rules uniformly so that all Canadians can benefit from it.
And we've certainly seen over the past number of years some different aspects of the carbon tax that the province has taken issue with in the federal government. I guess when it comes to kind of this matter, I guess sort of the timing of it, what now? Why now is sort of kind of what led to now going through with this process?
Well, the initial carbon tax litigation was upheld by the Supreme Court of Canada, not as a valid exercise of Canadian federal taxation power. It was upheld under a new federal power to establish minimum standards of price stringency for carbon emissions. That is to say that the Supreme Court of Canada, in deciding that the carbon tax was valid, actually held it under this new federal power of establishing minimum pricing standards. The issue with the home heating oil exemption is that it has nothing to do at all with setting minimum pricing for carbon emissions. It creates it's divisive. I think it is unfair, but we also think legally it's unlawful and unconstitutional. As to why now, it's because we've heard about this home heating exemption for a little bit, about a year at this point in time. And with all legal cases and with all legal challenges, it does take a significant amount of time and effort to develop our arguments, to make sure that they're legally sound and that we will be successful, and that we have all the right people ready to go. And that's what took up a little bit of time. That is not to say that we delayed it in any way, but rather that we wanted to get this absolutely right. And this is a complex area of law that we needed our best people on.
And as mentioned, the application to the federal courts. This was filed earlier this week. I guess what's kind of, I guess the next steps in the process with this sort of battle, if you will, here?
Well, really, it's going to take some time to cycle through through the courts. You know, we've got our legal team ready to go. We filed our judicial review application. We're waiting for a response from the feds, and it'll be go time in probably around 12 months. We're confident in our position. We think that we will be successful. And at a minimum, we will demonstrate to all Canadians, and especially those living in Western Canada, that this federal government is applying its rules inconsistently. It is not uniform in the application of its rules when it comes to carbon tax exemptions. It is unfair. And this is just another indication of how divisive this federal government has become.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here in the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to throw in a little personal question to kind of show that the politicians are people too. Now, we always like to know that sometimes politicians sometimes can be quite busy with what all they do with part of their jobs. But when they have a little bit of free time, sometimes they, you know, get up to some interesting things. What about with you? What's some of the things you like to do in sort of your downtime away from the political scene?
Well, that's a wonderful question. I think the most important thing in the world to me are my three young kids. And when I've got some downtime, nothing beats being able to take them out or spend an afternoon with them. Taking them to basketball or dance or whatever it may be is something that I value very much. And with time being a luxury these days, it's these little things that matter. And so I would urge all listeners, everybody, take some time and spend with your family.
I hope you get a little bit of time to spend with your family in the next little bit here. Mickey Amory, the province's Justice Minister, thanks for joining us here today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.